Matt Smiley feels at home when he's engaged in physical work. The veins on his arms swell as he digs up a green irrigation hose. The former combat vet says farming is good for his body and his mind.
I think first and foremost is the connection to nature. It's very healing, and I would even say borderline spiritual.
The 29-year-old is volunteering at a research farm at UC Davis. He's an undergraduate on campus studying sustainable agriculture. When he returned from Iraq 7 years ago, he says he was lost in a fog of anger and depression.
When I got back, I really isolated myself from people. I didn't really feel like I fit in.
Smiley served as an Army combat medic for 4 years. The traumatic experience left emotional scars and steep internal walls.
When you're that detached, when you're, you know, seeing people die all the time and dealing with bloody patients and stuff like that, and that's how you learn to, you know, mentally survive that.
Today, Smiley's posture is erect and his handshake is firm, but his gaze often falls to the floor. He struggles to form relationships and connect with friends and family. But he says farming has helped him build a new community and renewed his life purpose.
For me, it's another way to protect people, to feed them.
It's also a way to keep his PTSD symptoms at bay. When he started college, he briefly stopped farming.
A lot of my symptoms came back, attachment, depression, stuff like that. Nightmares, but if I can at least get out here about 1 or 2 days a week, it kind of seems to go away.
The anecdotal evidence on farming and PTSD is intriguing, according to Dr. Daniel Weiss. He's a psychologist at UC San Francisco.
The most effective ingredient is that there is somebody or a group of people who are giving their time, effort, resources to individuals with psychological injuries from combat. This is very healing for them.
The main group supporting vets in agriculture is the Farmer Veteran Coalition based in Davis. The organization offers training and grants to buy equipment and farm supplies. Vanita Murray says the FVC helped her launch her career.
If I have a question or I need a resource or I need a person to talk to or if there's a workshop that I'm desperate to go to, somebody will send me.
She raises chickens, rabbits, guinea pigs, and grows vegetables on a small plot in Loomis. She and her daughter Ashlyn rise at dawn every morning. Vanita reaches inside a wire cage that houses several hundred quail.
What do you think?
They all look good. None of them are crowded.
The mother-daughter duo lives simply. Their home is a weathered travel trailer, and they wear secondhand clothes. But the single mom and her 10-year-old smile a lot.
Being a farmer is the best thing I've ever done.
She served for 2 years as a Navy operations specialist. After that, she bounced through a variety of jobs, searching for direction. Then she found her calling in farming.
I mean, there's definitely a perfect marriage for military and farming. I think that there's no better transition.
The Navy taught her the dexterity and dedication that serve her well on the farm.
The work is hard. Your reward is directly related to the effort that you put into it. And you also learn how to think outside the box. I can sew with zip ties.
The United States Department of Agriculture has also noticed how well military training applies to farming. Karis Gutter is the USDA's first military veterans agriculture liaison.
A lot of our military veterans work with their hands every day. That's the type of on-the-job, on-the-farm type of skill set that transfers very readily to agriculture.
The USDA sees veterans as a promising population to rejuvenate the aging farm workforce. The average age of today's farmer or rancher is nearly 60. The agency hopes to attract more than 100,000 vets to agriculture in coming years. Gutter is confident they'll meet their goal. In Sacramento, I'm Leslie McClurg.